This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Here in the U.S., consumer credit jumped more than $23 billion in November. That's according to the Federal Reserve. That's much more than previous months and also much more than economists expected. Revolving credit, mostly credit card debt, rose more than 17% on an annual basis. All this continues a trend of households struggling with high and rising prices, leading to a surge in debt and delinquencies. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Credit card interest rates are the highest they've ever been. Balances are up 40% in the past 3 years. And delinquencies are now the highest since 2012, says Ted Rossman at Bankrate.
More people are carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
High and middle income households could catch up using savings and current income. But, says Rossman,
lower income households have been hit harder by inflation and higher interest rates, and they are more likely to carry balances.
Polling firm Morning Consult finds low income consumers increasingly strained, says economist Kayla Bruhn.
The monthly debt to income ratio, and then includes some things like buy now, pay later, continue to trend higher.
Meanwhile, supplemental pandemic era food stamp benefits were cut off back in March. And more recipients are now falling behind, says Justin King at financial technology firm Propel.
The rent eats first is a saying for a reason. People try to pay rent on time, but they may defer their utility payments.
King says since March, more low-income households are delaying or paying partial utility bills, missing meals, and visiting food banks. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.